Okay, we're coming to the end of the halachis of Bris Mila. The last simin here deals with Ezel Mila Shodech Shabbos V'Yamtiv, and we're up to the Ramah, which is the end of Siv Beis. And your copies, it's a new side, 172 if it's numbered. The end of Siv Beis, it was a Mechaber Ramah, and then there's a second Mechaber, and that's what we're holding at the end of Siv Beis. Avol Machshireha Einam Deichin. This is something known because it's the beginning of Perek of Elazar de Mila, where we learned that Rabbi Eliezer held Machshirei Mila Deichinus HaShabbos. Excuse me? Reish Samach Vav Siv Beis. In your copies, it should be three or four pages from the end, 172. So we have there that Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, we don't follow him lahalacha, he held that Machshirei Mila are Deich HaShabbos, and he held you can manufacture a knife on your on Shabbos, but we don't hold that way. We hold that the Mila itself, and certainly post-Mila, taking care of the healing the wound, are Deich HaShabbos. But otherwise, Machshirei Mila are not Deich HaShabbos. Kimin Shayev Shalasis Mabayid Yayim. And you could have done Friday, like bringing the knife to the baby, or heating up water. All these things that could have been done beforehand are not Deich HaShabbos. Lefikach Einos and Sakin Lamubay. We don't prepare or even sharpen the knife to do a Bris Mila. Ve'ein Evian Oisai Mei Makim Lamakim. And you don't transport not the baby and not the knife from one place to another. If the baby is at home and the knife was not brought to the baby's home and there's no Eriv, so you're not allowed to carry from one place to another. Vafilo lahoitzi mehabayis uloivio derech gagim v'chatzeirais, even take from the house and bring it to roofs and courtyards umavoy shloyervu, also not. Now I have to explain a little bit of Hilchus Erivin to explain this. I'll explain it momentarily. Avolim shokach hasakim begag the chotzer, if the guy, if the sakim was left outside, mutalaviyah mizelaza. What does that mean? So you have to know the following. The halacha is min ha-tayra rishus harabim rishus hayachid are defined by what defines rishus harabim rishus hayachid? Only mechitzos. The English translation, public and private domain, the public domain, is not technically accurate. Ownership has zero to do with the dinim of carrying min ha-Torah. The dinim of carrying min ha-Torah are totally ach v'rak and mechitzes. That's it. The din d'oraisa is, if there are walls around it, halachic world, walls, it's rishus hayachid. If there are no halachic walls, it's rishus harabim, in some cases a caramelist. But rishus hayachid is defined purely by walls. Now people think it depends on ownership, and because of that, the Rabbanan made a gzeira, and it's only this the Rabbanan, we'll see in a moment why that's a nafkamina, to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Let's say, for example, you go into your backyard, and you want to pass something over the fence to your neighbor. You're not going through Rishus HaRabim. That's an issa d'Rabbanan. To go from one domain that's owned by one person to another person is an issa d'Rabbanan, because to people it seems like rishus lishus. That's the way people still today. People talk about private domains and public domains, ki'ilu, it depends on ownership, and because of that, there is a gezeira d'Rabbanan. Now, there's a great amount of confusion over... Is there another one there? So piss it to Reb Chaim. So the... if you have more copies, just put it here. People come here if you don't mind. Unless they're the senior citizen copy. I'm sorry. Okay. I wouldn't want anybody to have to admit to that. Getting back here. Now, let's say you're in a bungalow colony, or in an apartment house, and there's no Erev. Erev Chatzeris is matter Rishus Lishus. Let's say there is no Erev. What do you do? So you have to understand, and people get this very confused about it. If you have an apartment house, and there's no Erev, so you're not allowed to carry from your apartment into the common hallway. not from your apartment to Kabbalah Hoy to someone else's apartment. What I tell people to do is you're allowed to carry in the chutzner, you're allowed to carry in the hallway. So let's say you want to have a key to your apartment. You can leave it in the hallway and carry it all over the hallway. Now, it's not a good idea to leave it under the mat because somebody will find it and go in. What you could do is, let's say you live on the second floor, you go to your friend on the fourth floor and leave it under his mat. So if someone will take it out, try to open his door, it's not going to work. When you come home, you go to him, you take the key, you're allowed to carry it all over that's called the chutzah, the common domain. You can carry it to your house, unlock the door, and you can carry it in. So you're not allowed to carry from a bias to a chutzah.
You can't open the door.
But, well, you can unlock the door and then put the key somewhere and push the door open. In the chutzah, you're allowed to carry. Same thing in a bungalow car. Let's say it's a bungalow car, they forgot to make an eruv. And you have a lounge chair outside. Lounge chairs really are not good for anything. What's good about a lounge chair? If you want to go to sleep, go to bed. If you want to learn, learning in a lounge chair just doesn't do it. So lounge chairs are probably just made for women. But, yeah, for Lashon Hara, it's very good. A lady once told me, her first experience in the Bible college, says all the ladies sit together, and as each lady walks away, the other ladies talk about her. She said she's terrified to walk away. She wants to be the last one. She knows, so she walks away, you know, like... But anyway, let's say there's a chair outside. There's a chumash outside. And you want to learn somewhere else. The people in the lounge chair are disturbing you. You want to go... You're allowed to carry all over the bungalow colony. Within the chutzah, you're allowed to carry. And even mechutzah lechutzah. Let's say you left something out in your backyard. You're allowed to carry from your backyard to your neighbor's backyard without an eruv. That you're allowed to do. Mechutzah lechutzah. Or megag lechutzah. Or mechutzah legag. Megag legag. There's no iser on carrying only mebayis lebayis or mebayis lechotzer, mebayis legag. The issur is from a house. A house is the ultimate private domain. And the issur that the Rabbanu Geizer was only mebayis lechotzer, mebayis lebayis. For that you need an erev chatzeres. Now that you know that, the Shulchan Aruch here makes a lot of sense. As long as when Shabbos began, it was in the chatzer. When Shabbos began, it was in the house. See, people can make a mistake. Because from your house to your chatzah, you're allowed to carry. And from your chatzah to his chatzah, you're allowed to carry. But to go from your house to the chatzah, from chatzah to chatzah, that's awesome. It had to be that Bein Hashmashis, it was in the chatzah. And then you can carry from chatzah to chatzah.
From our house to the chatzah, you can carry?
From your house to your chatzah, not to the bungalow colony chatzah. From your house to your backyard, you can carry. From your backyard to his backyard, you can carry. But it's also take things from your house and end up in his backyard. Okay. Now let's see it inside. The Shulchan Aruch again. Aim the third line. Aim of Yenai say. Now you want to bring the knife to the baby. Aim of Yenai say bebakim bebakim. You're not allowed to bring. Let's say the knife has to get to the baby. You can't take it from one rishus to another. I feel like tziyem abayis ulevi derech gagim vechatzeris. You take from the house to a chatzah to another chatzah to another chatzah is aser. Umuvay shlo yervo or alleyways that have no eruv. Avo im shakach hasakim bigag the chatzer. If the mila knife was left in the backyard in a chatzer, mutar lehiviyay mizelazeh. You're allowed to bring it from one chatzah to another chatzer. Explains Taz Beis derek agim chatzer is pirish. Kalim sheshofsu b'saychan. Kalim that began Shabbos in the chutzah of the Gag. Kulam rishusachasei k'mashkar chayim sim shenayim beis. Ve'filahen shal b'aylim harbe. Even if the different chatzeres belong to different people, shloy osru ela b'kalim sheshofsu teich habayis. Kishikidish ayayim. It's only also by Kalim that were in the house when Shabbos began. Do'oysam osru l'taltam b'bayis l'chatzah. Im lo yirvu habatim yom ha-chatzah. Those things you need an eruv. But filiyirvu habatim ima chotzer oslo taltaloisik kli habayis mechotzer zel chotzer acheres lo yirvu ima. Even if you can carry from your house to your chotzer, you can't go to another chotzer because chotzer lo chotzer is only muta by kelim sheshavsu bechotzer, but not by kelim sheshavsu bebayis.
What do you mean by bringing it from chotzer to chotzer? You said then you can take the baby from the house into the chotzer. I mean, you say you can take.
Oh, that's Tysus Cash. Okay, so you understand so far. If the knife was in the chotzer, if the knife, everyone following, the knife, Dena Shmoshes, was in the chatzar. The bayo took it into the driveway. He was going to put it in his car before Shabbat. He left it in the driveway. He left it sitting in the driveway. The driveway has an air. If you can get that knife to the other rishus through backyards, just straight through backyards, through things that have been atayr, rishus sayachid, there's no gezeira chatzeris. So there's a kasha which is asked by both Tosfos and Mendi. The Tosfos asks, why does it help? You're going to carry it from chatzah to chatzah, you'll get to the shul chatzah. But how are you going to get it into the shul or into the baby's house? How are you going to get it to the baby's house? So the Tosfos answers, one of his terutzim, then you take the baby into the chatzah. You do the outdoor bris. It's not going to do it in the middle of February in New York, but...
If there's only
with Shavsu B'Bayis, no? If Shavsu B'Bayis. Even Shavsu B'Chatzer, to take it into an unrelated bias is Aser. In other words, Chatzer is Mutter Chatzer L'Chatzer, Chatzer L'Gag. I think it's the first Mishnah of the ninth parak in Erevin. Reb Shimon asks everything, and we pass that it's Mutter. Not to bias, no. Because by Batim, the Gzera was made. That you can't do Batim unless it was in that owner's Rishos Be'mash Mashis. Yeah, so the heter is shavsu b'chatzer. The heter is only if it's shavsu b'chatzer, it's muta b'chatzer l'chatzer b'chatzer l'gag, etc. Batim, there's no heter without an eruv. To go into a bias, there's no heter. So that's the din of chazer. Good, clear. The bias for batim, Chazal made a chazer kilu to different rishus. Like I said, if you leave the key in the hallway in the apartment house, you can't take it into your house. You can leave it into
the Shabbos in the shul.
They don't. They use goyim. We have to learn about goyim. So far, we're going to learn about goyim shortly. So far, we're talking about doing things through yidden, carrying through yidden, carrying through goyim, which is a big machlokes between the Hasidim and the yeshiva world. So we're going to get to that very shortly. We get to it today.
The
sif hey. What? I think it's a chatzer. I think so. Okay. The at any rate, this is the halacha of the sif, and once you learn hilchis erevin, so it becomes a simple thing. The Pesachei Tshuva just brings that when you're not allowed to make a knife on Shabbos, it includes sharpening the knife. Pesachei Tshuva Dala brings the Chachmas Adam. The Huadin, you're not allowed to sharpen the knife, which is their eyesight, tikkun mana.
They still draw a line from
backyard
to backyard?
Like we started off saying? Backyard to backyard, it was shafsu b'chatz, it was mutlach
okay.
It depends where the ball was, Ben Ashrushes.
Ben Ashrushes
in the backyard, so you can go mutlach
l'chatz.
Drabanan is that a house,
of the house.
The whole Drabanan is homes.
Oh,
it's Nagar to homes. But if it's shavsu b'bayis, then you can't end up in a different chatzah.
But in a sukkah or a tent in the backyard or side yard?
Yeah, a sukkah or a tent is a house. I assume it's a house. Yeah. All right, Sif Gimel. Ein shaychakin samamonim. You're not allowed to grind medication. V'loy bechamin loy chamin. And you're not allowed to heat up water. Vein oisin lo ispilanis. You're not allowed to create a bandage. Like tarfin lo yayin v'shemin, you're not allowed to mix oil and wine together. The reason for this is a gzeira otu shvika samim on him. It was a medication. They mixed wine and oil together. Im lo shachar kama im erev Shabbos. It's one gzeira. The guys, you drink tarf yayin v'shemin otu shvika samim on him. Im lo shachar kama im erev Shabbos. Here he says, im lo shachar kama im erev Shabbos. If this medicine called kamaim was not ground Erev Shabbos, what do you do on Shabbos? Loyes b'shinov. You chew it. Now you're going to put it on the wound. The doctors here will not like that. But you chew it.
The one who doesn't should do it.
Yeah. You chew it on Shabbos, and then you're allowed to use it. Im loytarf yayin v'shemem er. I'm going to come back to that. Im loytarf yayin v'shemem er of Shabbos. If you didn't mix the wine and oil, Erev Shabbos, nice and Zalatzmai, Vizalatzmai. There's no malach in putting them separately. A nice Allah haluk, you don't make a bandage. Today they wind the bandage around. They used to have something they pulled over the aver to hold the place of the cut together. Avokairech halos samartit, you're allowed to wind a piece of cloth around it. Im lois gemi erev Shabbos, kairich al etzbayu mevi'ei derech malbush. If you didn't prepare for erev Shabbos, you're allowed to wind it around your finger and bring it derech malbush, afil mechatzar cheresh lo yirvu, even from a second chatzar that didn't make an erev, so it's really not a real heter. The Taz Hei says it's not a real malbush, but Beit Rabbanon, they were matia carrying it in such a shinui. Now this is all talking that it's before the bris milah. After the bris, we all understand you could do anything. That's if dalid. Molowas hakotin bishab. You already did the milah. Akat nispazu asimanim, and then the medication spill. Oisle bishab is nishas hakotin eloi. It's pashut esif. Once the bris milah was done, then you're certainly allowed to be mechal Shabbos.
It was a medicine.
Maybe it softened the skin. A doctor could figure it out. But it was a medication to put wine and... apparently they normally mix them. But that's a gzera. It's a preparation of medication. So therefore, putting it separately is mutter. But putting it together is not. Mixing them together, they must have some type of emulsifier to get them to mix. And what? Well, it doesn't mix. But if you have an emulsifier, it breaks it down. And they must have had something. That I'm sure they didn't call it an emulsifier, but whatever they call it. Okay, so we're going to discuss this. If I fight the Rabban and Balamor, we're going to discuss that. So I'm going to explain that in a second. Just before that, the one thing that's confusing is the loyes bishinov. Before the bris, you're not allowed to do malacha. You postpone the bris. If before the bris, you're not medication. You postpone the bris. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't do malach. So what did it mean if you have koma in your loyes bishinov? You're allowed to chew it. Is chewing it something that's always mutter, or not always mutter? So what? Cumin. Okay, spice. But you're not allowed to grind it. It's a malacha to grind spice. It's edible. Therefore, maybe you could chew. Right, so I would understand. Darach HaShulchan says you're allowed to chew it. His lashon is ein ba geder malacha klal. It's not a malacha. There's a halacha. Yeah, that says in the Shach. I'm going to explain in a second. One second. So I would learn, Shanila Atzmi, I would learn like this. Before you're not allowed to do any malacha, not the rice, not the rabbana. There's a heter in Tchina. They're not allowed to grind things. Why are you allowed to chew it to grind it? The answer is, derech achila is mutter. Malacha that's done, derech achila, in the manner of eating, is permitted. You're allowed to grind things as you eat, if you're eating. But derech achila, there's no malacha. Same thing is true about boirer. Let's say boirer. The halacha is, everyone knows, you're allowed to do boirer if you have three conditions. Biyad, echemet psiles, and biyad. So the truth is, boirer is not mutter. Boirer is the one in lametes malachas. You can do boirer with as many conditions as you want. The heter of biyad, and echemet psiles is that's called derech achila. The way you eat is you take things and put it in your mouth. Derech achila is a heter. So I would learn loyes b'shina, but it's an eitzah. Derech achila is mutter. Problem is that the Shach in Dalit says kama de'efshla shnuyei mishaninon. It seems to say it's not a heter gomor. It's a shinui that's mutter. It's hard to understand. Will matter all these things with a shinui or not? The Shach is confusing. Rabbi Kiva Eger is on Shas of Katan Vav, it's later, but he refers to this. He says, Hadis of Gimel, Layis Bishina, Venaisin, Mairi, Bisyadalai Kain Achar Hamila, Kinkas of Aran. Kiva Eger learns a whole different Shat. He learns that Layis Bishina means do the bris, and after the bris, you'll be Layis Bishina. Bisyadalai Lachar Hamila. Doesn't fit into Siv Gimel, whole Siv Gimel is talking Kaidam Hamila. But anything after the bris. You're allowed to do it al menos. That's what he means. You do it al menos.
Do as much shina as you can with but you
don't have it. Okay, here, there's the Yisaitis de Kamachlaikis de Balamor and the Ramban. It's a very Geshmaka Machlaikis. Machlaikis starts from Erevin, and Shaitan bring it in Mesech to Shabbos. And you'll see in a moment, the very Lamdish Machlaikis. The Shaila is this. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that ishtapach lechavimi. The Gemara says you're doing a bris for a baby. Ishtapach lechavimi, and the hot water spilled out. So what do you do if the hot water spilled out? So the Gemara says, so what are you going to do now? And ishtapach lechavimi, hot water spilled out. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, mecham leagavime. Gemara talks about eitzes. What's the case in the Gemara? Ishtapach lechavimi, the hot water spilled out. The Gemara is saying the hot water spills out, you have a problem. What's the problem? So there's a machlokes, the Ramban in the Baal Hamor, and so I want to make sure I get the Machmir and the Mekel right. Yeah, so the Baal Hamor is Machmir. The Baal Hamor says, Yishtapach lechamimi means you have enough hot water for before the bris. For, they used to wash in hot water before and after. You have enough for before the bris. You don't have to after the bris. So now do the bris. And now do a bris, you're going to have to do malacha that you could have done Erev Shabbos. So the Baal Hamor says you're not allowed to do malacha to make that you could do the bris to prepare the medicine for afterwards. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no. Ishtapach lechavimi means before the bris. There's no hot water for before the bris. Let's say you have enough water for before the bris and not for after. Ramban says, what's the problem? No problem. Do the bris. Once the bris is done, it's sakana, and you're allowed to heat up water for sakana. Ramban says there's no issue. Baal Hamor says, no, you can't do the bris and put yourself in sakana in order to do it afterwards. What they're arguing in yeshivish terms is if malacha for sakana is hutra, or dechuya. In general, whenever it says hutra dechuya, dechuya means if you have an eitzah, You have to do the Yaitza. Hutra means you're allowed to do it. Melecha sechel nefesh hutra b'shabbos, b'yamtif. You don't have to have Eitzes. That's what l'chatchila. Asei d'echalais asei. If it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you don't. Dechia means you have to look for an Eitza. Hutra means it's mutter. So the Baal Hamor says, it's only hutcha. You're not allowed to put yourself in a matziv where you're going to have to do melacha. The Ramban holds, it's hutra, you can do a bris. Afterwards, you'll be mechal Shabbos. Now, this machloikis is brought in Shachvav, so we'll learn it inside. Shachvav, Kosav Aran, Im nispazru oisan asamimonim, shechinu letzairach achar hamila kaidem hamila. If the samonim for after the mila spilled out before the mila, that's haramban. Shein l'mitzvah l'shaita u'malin oisei. The Ramban is the Mekel. He says, do the bris. In dechines ha-mila, v'shin tzarech achel l'tchises ha-shabbos. You don't have to push off the mila, because afterwards you'll do malacha. The basa ha-hi, pikuach nefesh hu, the dachilei. Afterwards, it's pikuach nefesh that allows you to do malacha. Lei machshire mila. The Ramban holds, you Mekel, you do the bris. Das ha-rezov ha-harajba, d'titcha ha-mila, d'titcha ha-mila. Rabbi, the Baal Hamor, the reserve is Rachi Alevi, is the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor of Harajma say, Titcha Amila, you can't put yourself in a matziv where you're going to have to do a malacha later. But you're not doing it with malacha. If I have to do it, I'm going to end up doing malacha for makshirin, that's awesome.
I don't do malacha until after I've done
But you know that this is going to cause you to do malacha. So you now put yourself in a matziv. I think that the same machloikis is a gemara that says you're not allowed to go on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're not allowed on a boat. There are five shittas in the Rishayim. What is it? What's it talking about? Baal Hamor learns it means that when Shabbos comes, you're going to have to do malacha for sakana. You're going to have to do malacha. He says, you now put yourself in a matziv where you know when Shabbos comes, you're going to have to do malacha. The other Rishayim, they disagree. They say, do malacha? We're not talking that you're going to do malacha. When you do malacha, when it comes to the malacha, it'll be pekuach nefesh, it'll be mutter. They explain different reasons. The most famous reason, I think, is the Rif's reason, that people tend to be seasick the first 3 days of a voyage. So you don't leave unless you leave more than 3 days earlier. That's probably the best known of the reasons. You're going to be on the boat, you're going to have to do malacha. Which malacha? Boats don't run by themselves. You know, you're going to have to...
Not talking about cruise.
So...
The other
what? Cruise as well. It's also to leave on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's halacha psuka. What? You know, I don't get. You don't get seasick in a big ship. I don't know.
I thought
the
butcher is
the shepherd.
If you're
the matzah,
when it comes to
the
itzah, then it's
butcher. That's butcher said, it's a matzah, but called that for the butcher. So we're talking about labeling it. How do we label it? Rabbi Chana and Yevamis, the Suyah Seyda Felice, gives that hagdama. Chazase hutcha means you have to find an eitzah. Chazase hutcha, you don't have to find an
eitzah.
I understand. I mean, even if it's hutcha, maybe you shouldn't put yourself. All right, this is a machlokes klali. Why? Mila is hutra. The question is if sakana is hutra. The mila itself, there's no question. It's hutra. It's mitzvah. It's more than hutra. You're obligated to do a mila b'zman on Shabbos. But you don't have to do malacha for it. You prepare it beforehand. You don't have to do malacha after a bris. Nothing happens. A normal bris, you do the bris. It's no malach, even on a weekday. What malach is there? You put on medicine, that's it. You do a bris, you put on medicine, and shalom Yisrael. What malach is there? You don't have to, that doesn't normally happen. Normally, it goes normally. If it'll happen, it'll happen. People walk in the street and fall, and they have to be Mechal Shabbos. Not going to ask going to the street. You can't do a Maisa Mila because you're going to obligate you. You're going to force yourself to do a Malacha Letzarech Pekuach Nefesh. To put yourself in a matter where you know you can do a Malacha Letzarech Pekuach Nefesh, he holds you have to find the AIDS, you have to not. That's only Mutter if the Machshirin are done Erev Shabbos. Just like if you didn't sharpen the knife, you can't do the Bris. Because Machshirin are not Teich Shabbos. This is Machshirin. Machshirin are not Teich Shabbos. So you're a Pesheya. You should have done it before Shabbos.
So you have to bring a carbon to get Delphi on our sin.
The carbon island, okay. Could be it's there, but you do it afterwards. There's no Chil Shabbos.
He did prepare Friday, he spilled.
So he's not a Pesheya. Okay, so he's not a Pesheya. Doesn't have to ring an island. I didn't mean that as the point. Yeah, it's Gemara's case. It's a Shtap Chamimi with that. What's it? What? The Ran asks the Kasha. The Ran asks, why Chazal were geyser on Shofar, you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos, because you might come to carry down Lav Shusarabim. Why are they guys on Milos? I think the Ran answers, Shofar is L'chol Mitna. Every year has to blow Shofar. Bris Mila is only Bekiyim. Only a mile does it. An expert, so we know he won't come to do Malach.
But
I'm telling you what. Oh, the Taz is different. Taz says the Dover Meforish Bekra. We're not Daich Ful Shver. How this is Meforish Bekra. Right, the Taz says it. But the Taz. The Taz says it. There's one major problem with the Baal Amor. Right, so this is a machlokes klali. If you like, put yourself in a matzah, you're going to end up being a Mechal Shabbos. And the same thing is the shaila about inducing labor. Deliberately inducing labor on Friday, if there's a medical reason to do it, you do it. But for convenience reasons, the doctor, you know, he's got a golf game on Sunday or whatever. So he wants to induce labor on Friday, after Mechal Shabbos. So it comes to the same achleikas basically. I'd like to do something that's better mutter if you know it's going to cause chilul Shabbos. Now, the big kasha on the Baal Hamor is loit the Baal Hamor. The bold case in the Gemara is going to have to be chal Shabbos. So now they go on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So the big kasha is, why are you allowed to go Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Loit the other Rishayim. That talk is not talking with chilul Shabbos. Okay. Like the Baal Hamor, it's only Chil Shabbos. Why are you allowed to go on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Right? You see, Baal Hamor says, you're not allowed to go on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We know you're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. you're allowed to leave the first half of the week. So people say, first half of the week, you don't have to think about Shabbos. What does that mean? First half, you don't have to think about Shabbos. What does that mean exactly? What? If you get back, there's no Shabbos. You can leave on Wednesday if you get back before Shabbos. But, so it's an issue. There's a stipler in the Kilos Yaakov about Shabbos, Simin Tezvav, who makes a chilek, but it needs a beer. He makes a chilek between doing something on Shabbos that's going to cause you to be Mechal Shabbos, which he calls an Issa Deraisa, and doing things before Shabbos that are going to cause you to do Melacha on Shabbos, which he calls an Issa Derabbanan. I don't understand. I really don't understand the difference. Wasn't this on Shabbos, before Shabbos? It's a very difficult thing to talk about. And I don't understand it, but I want to mention it because the stipler brings something to Megillas Esther. We just mentioned Rosh Chodesh Adar. So it's very appropriate. The Yesa Gavaldig Akasha on the Balamar, on the Ramban. It's a Zicha Akasha on the Ramban. Like his explanation of Balamar, it's Akasha on the Balamar too. His Kasha is this. By Esther, she said, Kasha Avadati Avadati. She had been married to Achashverosh all along, but she was an Oinis. She was married first to Mordechai, now Achashverosh was by Yalhar. She didn't become Asa to her husband because she was an Oinis. Shasmila, Achashverosh forced her. Since Achashverosh forced her, so she was mutter to her husband. She said, now I'm going to go into the Melech to save Klal Yisrael. I'm going to go into Achashverosh. I'm going in Baratzin. Since I'm going in Baratzin, so Kashravadati Avanti, Ishishishtas, Mizana Baratzin is Asa Labaila. So Mimela, Kashravadati Avanti, Kashravadi Besaba, Avadati Mimcha, I'm going to be Asa to you from now on forever. So Frank the Stipler, I don't understand. What does the Ramban say? You're allowed to do things ahead of time, and at the end it'll come to Kapuach Pikuach Nefesh. You're an honest. You're an honest. There's no Avera. So what did she do? She went into him to beg him to come to the Mishnah and to serve him, to find Chen Bein. So she understood that he's going to be interested in what Achashverosh is interested in. He'll Mishas the Maisa Bia, she's going to be an honest again. She can't refuse the king. So in fact, the stipler, Mishasta by Sabia, she's going to be an anus. Who cares if she went into a lechatchila? If you hold going into a lechatchila is itself a pshia, even though at the end it's going to come to Buach Nefesh, so then that makes sense. But according to the Ramban, if you put yourself in the matziv, you're still an anus when it happens. So she put herself in the matziv for a mitzvah, just like someone does a bris on Shabbos. There's no matziv. What? But what about the bris? The bris, we're talking, you know you're going to have to be Chal Shabbos after, and it's still, you're allowed to do a mitzvah, at the end you'll be an honest. So you're also, you do it until at the end you'll be an honest. What? The going is the iser. The Meiri and Megillah, but it's hard to understand. What Yossi's saying, I think the Meiri says the following. Meiri holds that a woman is not an Oinus if she goes there Baratzen. Even if she goes Baratzen, she's not an Oinus. So he learns that she went to him, that's what you're saying. So he says, why did she do all the years? She was married to him for many years before. He says, every single time, he had to force her. He had to send the cops and force her to come. Not Mistaver, it's not so Mistaver. But she went beforehand, she didn't go before. She didn't go there, Baratzen. When he sent the letter, come, she didn't come. All right, we'll argue about Esther as the holiday comes closer. Yes.
How do we see from the language that the Shach puts around quoting the Ramban?
That's an explanation. Why does Ramban hold you allowed to do it? It must be Sutra, otherwise you can't put yourself in a matzah. You're allowed to put yourself in a matzah. Doesn't say it straight. The Marik. Now, he says that's called Mal B'isha. The Marik has a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda quotes it. The Ramah brings it in Ebenezer that the Marik says that it says umal amal biisha. She becomes also to her husband if she is not faithful to her husband. It says even if what she did was not an avera, even if the Baruch Shalom is nicha, let's see, she did it for pikuach nefashis. A woman is not mitzvah in pikuach nefashis. But the case with the robbers, where she went and she was mafayis a robber to save everyone's life, Marik says, even though if she would ask the shayla, we would have told her it's muta. It's not mo'al amal b'Hashem. A woman is karkoilam b'yah. She's not mitzvah yarg val yavar. Nevertheless, she's also to Abai look, says, mo'al amal b'isha. That's what you're referring to. She was mo'al and her husband. She went to someone else. So that's what he says. So I understand that.
What about Yael? Isn't she? All
right, let's get back to this Prismila because, no, Yael. No, the Gemara says she didn't have Eir Lishma. God love Eir Lishma. Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. Because the Gemara says, "G'day la veiru lishma." I think this is the Gemara says. Okay. Miri says a chiddush. It's totally off topic, but Miri says that a woman is karka oilam. A woman is dayarg val yavar ambiya because she's passive. So the Gemara says passive, but the Miri says that even going to the house, even though she's passive in the bia, walking there for a bia is called a maisa, and it's yarg valyavar. Esther. So Esther, she never walked there willingly. She had to call the cops every time to bring her to the house. If you told her it was for maisa bia. It's just something I'm not so mistaver that the story happened that way, but that's what it means. What? All right, you can explain. Okay, very good. Yeah, but then when he calls, the Fed have no problem. Sifhei. Okay. I don't want to get into it, Barry. The Stipler says, I don't understand the Svara. The Stipler says that the Ramban's Isser, that the Balamara's Isser, is on Shabbos to do something that will end up with Chilul Shabbos. But the Balamara is masking doing things before Shabbos that'll come to Chilul Shabbos is only a Durabanan. And they only ask it the 3 days before. They didn't ask it forever. You'll never be able to go on a boat. So it's only a Durabanan. If you do it before Shabbos, you know it'll come to Chilul Shabbos. That's his thing. And Memeli says Esther is Shrer, even like the Balamar, because she was doing it beforehand, not Bisha Saveri.
So inducing.
Okay, that's it. What? That's his character. The Stipler says, like the Rabban and Zichr Shrer, even like the Balamar and Shrer. I don't think he gives a teretz. What?
Inducing labor stops on Friday.
Inducing labor will be only a sederabanan. It won't be a derais. It's still a sederabanan. So for a tzarech, if it's a tzarech, rather going on a boat for business, it says there's enough tzarech mitzvah that it's mutter. But to go stam on a cruise to leave on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I don't know a heter unless. You should know, if you do something for Shalom Bayis, in Shemayim, they'll ask you, well, what about the other things that you didn't do for Shalom Bayis?
What about the things that caused you to have to go on the cruise?
That's right. You're allowed to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's how the Gemara says. Sunday, Monday, you're allowed to leave. We're asking why, but the Gemara says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to leave. Monday, Thursday, Friday, now. What? That's even out of Tzarech. In Tzarech business, you're allowed to leave even Erev Shabbos. Not for today. There's another issue entitled the Shabbos Cruise. When Shlomo HaMelech built his boats back in Melachim Aleph, I gave a shiur. There's a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe to Ramosha about Shabbos cruises. Very interesting. Okay, let's get back to Sifhei. Now, Sifhei is a major Sif. It deals with Amira La'akum. So before we learn Sifhei, I have to tell you the basic dinim of Amira La'akum. First of all, Amira La'akum is the name of an Aveira, not the name of a mitzvah. People think Amira La'akum is the name of a heter. It happens to me all the time. People say, can I do it through a guy? I say, it's Amira La'akum. I say, oh, so I could do it. I say, no. Amira La'akum is the name of an Aveira. It's not the name of a mitzvah. It's Amira La'akum is Osir. Goyim are not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Are there exceptions? There are two primary exceptions. One is Amira La'akum is mutter for any chayla, even anybody sakana. It's very important to have. A woman's, I mean, as a person is in the hospital, anybody say comment? A woman, a guy is allowed to do malacha for your physical comfort. A guy can't go and buy you a newspaper on Shabbos. He can't do it even if you're well, even if you're sick. A guy to buy a newspaper, you're not allowed to do it. If he does it, you're not allowed to use it. But for physical comfort, someone wants the bed raised or the bed lowered, shame by sakana. A guy could do it. Turn on the light, turn off the light. A guy could do anything for a chayla. Someone is a chayla gomer. Even aim by sakana. Now, there's nothing to do with this.
You may request directly.
It's better to not say the malacha outright. Better to say, you could say, I'm not allowed to turn off the light. And then she understands to turn off. As long as it's about savor.
Even for a mechash ba'alma, or it has to be a chayla?
No, it has to be a chayla. It has to be a chayla. Now, for chayla she'im by sakana, if there's a tzara to do it on Shabbos, you have to ask each time. But generally, it's mutter. A guy is allowed to do malacha for chayla she'im by sakana on Shabbos. Okay, whether he is allowed to go into a taxi, there's that all off topic. I don't go into it. What's the get to us is the halacha of shvus to shvus, and that's sifhei. There's a din of a shvus to shvus being mutter. The Gemara says in Erevin and the Sama Zayinam in Beis, the same sugi of Rismila, that it's mutter loymer leini Yehudi b'Shabbes lehevi mayim chayim mayim chamin derech chotzer sheinu muveres mureves. You're allowed to tell a guy to do a drabana to carry hot water to you, not derech rishus rabbin, but derech chotzer sheinu muveres. You're allowed to have a guy do malacha for a bris. That's called shvus to shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. A shvus to shvus, telling a guy to do the rabbanon, is mutter for tzarchei mitzvah, and we pass it that way. For tzarchei mitzvah, a guy could do a rabbanon, but there has to be a real tzarech mitzvah, and the degree of tzarech mitzvah is, yes, they have to be mishayer. But if it's going to facilitate a mitzvah, a shvus to shvus is mutter. And this is brought in our Chaim in a couple of places, I think in Reish Ayin Vav, and later again in the Shins. This idea is brought, and shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah.
So you're telling him for shvus, instead of shvus is, there's being ma'aver
the guy doing a drabanan. The guy carrying it away, that's a drabanan. If a guy carries m'shusayachah derech m'shusarabim, it's mutter for tzarchei mitzvah. In other words, he takes out of a house through a street into another house, that's called the shvus to shvus, and the shvus to shvus generally is mutter for tzarchei mitzvah. Now, this is the halacha psukah. It's brought in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, even if it's tzarchei suda Shabbos, that a guy can do with shvus to shvus if it's a real tzairich, not just have a little more candy for the meal, but then it's mutter. The issue, the issue is the sheet of the Baal HaEter. The Baal HaEter has a different girsa in the Gemara, because it's actually a Bahag's girsa. He's gairis that a guy is allowed to carry even derech rishus harabim. And therefore, the Baal HaEter says that a guy is allowed to do a dairaisa for tzarchei mitzvah. He argues with the Rambam, the Rif, with all the Rishayim. The Ramah brings it as a yesh mekilin in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, and he says that we don't paskin this way. So why does he bring it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because in a big tzairach it's mutter. Mishnah Berurah has an example of the Chayadam. If the Erev falls down, you're in a place that has an Erev, or a bungalow has an Erev, the Erev falls down. Now it's not just tzarchei mitzvah; it's lahosa nichshol. People are going to carry. So with soymech on the Baal HaEter to do a deraisa, he has to be built in order to fix it. Assuming there's building involved, so deraisa involved. So your guy is allowed to fix the erev. You can tell him to fix the erev. With soymech on the Baal HaEter, lahosa nichshol to take away nichshol. So that's the Baal HaEter. So before we learn sefei, shvus to shvus is mutter, like the Baal HaEter, and the Ramah brings it as a yeshma kilin. That you're allowed to do it. There's an interesting halacha later in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simin Shin Lamed Ches, Shulchan Aruch says that goyim are allowed to play music at a wedding meal on Shabbos. You know, they used to get married on Friday, and they had the wedding suda Leil Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to go, you're allowed to play music. It's a shvus to shvus. Playing music is only drabanan. We're talking musical instruments. So it's mutter. Imagine you have a band on Shabbos. You know, so you're allowed to have a band. You can have a band at the Shabbos Suda. That always matter for Shabbos Brachas. The Ramah says, if it's ifsik le'nima, if while they're playing a string breaks, so you're allowed to fix it. The Gros says, yisemach in the balehinter. Even though this is a Torah Godel, you hear that music at a Suda. And as soon as the suin, he says is a big. You're not allowed to fix it. You say, you see how important it is to have music at a wedding. It seems to be a what the guy could do with their eyes. The guy could fix it. Not a yid chas v'shalom. So there's a stechemed has an arichas in chelek zayin, page 31 through 33. A big arichas on this. And he says that the Gedalei Hadairis got together and made an agreement not to be Seimach, not on the Mechaber, not on the Ramah, not to play music. He says from this came out many times Chil Shabbos, Shalei Kedin. He brings a Maisa. He says, Maisa Shahaya, B'yom Shmini Atzeres Leis Erev. Nisasu Eza Anoshim Mismayach Balayla B'Simchus Taira. He says, Simchus Taira, we can get a band. U'metayv Libam, B'yayin, they drank. Minute to drink, apparently, on Yom Kippur, at Simchas Torah is old. Shalchu Achrim and Nagdim, they got musicians. Vis Angu Benigun Klishir, and they enjoyed the music. Kashenichnas Yayin Horekach Bekirbom, they got good and drunk. La Yochlu Lisape, Kashechilu Yayim HaKadosh. Venisinas Moislam and Nagdim, first of all, they paid them on Yom Tiv. Vahochum Ibayis Labayis, Visayfe Chinar Menagdim, they walked from house to house with the musicians. Etc. So he says that that's why we never heard of this to have music on Shabbos. That's an aside, but you see, music at a wedding is significant. It seems to be important. Unless there's sifhei, and we'll get to the chalufei minhagim between the chassidim and the others. Amira l'amira. Yeah, okay, it's true. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a chiddush that Amira l'amira is shvus to shvus. Telling one guy to tell another guy is a shvus to shvus. The Mishnah Berurah says to use the Bishas Hadchak. I remember once we had once in the bungalow colony, you know my stories. Once we had a parent came to me that the daughter, a little girl, you know, the night before, a 5-year-old or so, she had bubble gum. She went to sleep, she didn't waste the bubble gum. She stuck it behind her ear for the overnight, so in the morning she can use it again. A very innovative young lady. During the night, it fell out, it got tangled in her hair, this gum. So to untangle it was not possible. They wanted to know if they can get a guy to cut off the hair, the tangled hair. So I told them, you know, it's cutting hair, the shiloh it's imloch shetz yuchel gufa nat, this whole tumul. The first Bir Halacha, then Hilchos Geizes. I told him it was a big tzairach, a little girl. So he brought me the little girl, and it was a big tzairach. And she was so ashamed, you know, like, a boy, come into here, big deal, you know. See, I'm coming to here, like, what's wrong? But so I told them we had a guy on premises, a husband and wife. So I told them, go there. And when if the husband opens the door, say, could you please ask your wife to cut off the hair? If the wife opens the door, say to the wife, you please ask your husband to cut off the hair. Shasat Chak, it says that Amira la Amira, telling one guy to tell another guy, would be considered a shvus to shvus. What? The first one does it, I die to the nafshay, or bother his wife, so he wants to do it himself, so that's fine. Anyway, let's get back to this. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah apparently holds that it's questionable. He says, to be Saibachan, it only makam tzairach, still some reisha involved.
Where the electric oven got unplugged.
Same thing,
tell a guy.
Okay. So, Makan Tzairach, it's good. Sifhei. Now, let's learn from scratch, okay? We're starting from Aleph. What's the din of a guy on Shabbos? I'm going to try to figure out if it's right to have, to bring the baby to shul with a guy. Let's see what it says. Shachuv lo yaviu sakim erev Shabbos. If they forgot, and the baby is in one place, and the knife is somewhere else. You could tell the guy to bring the knife. As long as the guy is not over on a deraisa, not being samech on the bala itter. Klolei shel davar. Kol davar shasiyase b'shabbos asura alav mishum shvus. Anything that if a Jew does it, it's a shvus. Shvus is a word for a derabanan on Shabbos. But the larulay b'lay v'kechavim lasei sa'isok kidei lasei smitzah b'zmano. It says klolei shel davar. It's a cloud. Shvus to shvus is mutter for a mitzvah b'zmano. V'davar shasiyase b'shabbos asura aleinu mishum alacha. Something that we're not allowed to do because it's a deraisa. Not allowed to tell a guy to do it on Shabbos either. You'll notice there's not a single mefirish. There's no shach. There's no taz. There's no pischei tshuva on this because this is a halacha psuka. It's a klolei shel davar. It's a little of a pella. The Aruch Shulchan is matmiya that the Ramah brings the balei itter as the yesh mekilin in reisha involve. And by musical instruments, a milo, which seems to be so much more important. Ramah doesn't bring that the Bala Itter is makel. Be that as it may, to tell a guy to do a Drabanan is mutter to facilitate a bris on Shabbos. What's the machlaikis about doing a bris on shul on Shabbos? So the machlaikis is this. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the shayla is this. Everyone agrees. If the knife and the baby were in two different places, you can get a guy and bring the baby. Talaf of Psuka. You go to either Shusaram Derabanan, it's Mutta. Shusaram Deraisa from Shusiyach, Shusiyach, Derech Shusaram. I say bring the baby or bring the knife.
But if you bring the baby, you have to.
The Bi'ar Halacha says that. The Bi'ar Halacha says better to bring the baby or better bring the knife. Yeah. So he brings the Eliyahu Rabbah says, but bring the baby, it's a Chefs Shal Mitzvah. Bi'ar Halacha says, but if you're going to bring the baby, you're going to have to bring it back. So therefore he says it's better to bring the knife. But that's Mutta Lukuliyah. What's the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is Lechatchila. Here it's only matir shachachu v'lo heviu. It's meforish lechatchila. You don't have a guy bring it. It's and that's why generally we're machmir and we do a bris Shabbos bris now in the house, not in the shul. However, the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that roiv am hadras melech is also called tzarchei mitzvah. And if in the house you're not going to be able to have so many people, if you do it in shul, the whole city is going to come and the whole kehila is going to come. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that for Raivan Hadras Melech, you're allowed to do a Shvus to Shvus Maka Mitzvah, that's also Maka Mitzvah. And from there, Lubavitch is for sure, they always follow the Baal Tanya, but even many Hasidim are noyig to have the Bris and Shul, because the Saimach Shvus to Shvus Maka Mitzvah, that Raivan is Hadras Mitzvah, and meaning the Yeshiva world, doesn't hold that that's Raivan Hadras Melech, is a Tzarech to be Matir, and therefore we're not Matir. Yeah. A whole Shabbos? Okay. I know very few mothers are going to be willing to stay in shul a whole Shabbos for the bris. They'd rather have the bris at home. That's what the Baal Tanya says. That Rav Am is not so important. You're allowed to bring it.
No, I'm saying not
that. Set up a room. It's not a chayla. It's Hashem. When your wife is due, we'll set up a room here. It's Hashem. I'll fix up the study. We'll plug in a challenge and I'll do it.
The problem is
the Shusaram
on the street.
What?
The
Shusaram. But we should see you take from the house to a shul. Derech Shusaram. That's what the Shus. If the guy stops, that's up to him. All right, so this is the call of Guy, Mitzvah Shem Sivav, next week.